Hello, everybody. I'm George Myland. Well, commenting on the presidential election in Romania, and the results just came through today. It's a two-round system. If any candidate secures over 50% of the vote in the first round, then he or she is elected immediately. So far, no woman has ever been elected president of Romania, and not many have sought election. Now, nobody's won 50% on the first round since Ceausescu, if I remember correctly. You know, the communist tyrant who just massively rigged elections back in the 80s. But as they had proper elections, it's always gone to a second round, in which case the top two candidates from the first round go through and the lower ranked candidates are eliminated. Now, this time it was 53% turnout in the first round and 65% in the second round. That might surprise you, because supposing I'm backing a candidate who's eliminating the first round, I might say, well, forget it. The person I want is out. I'm not voting. But the people seem to see it the other way around, that the first round doesn't matter that much, is the second round is decisive, which is why turnout went up. It's not a terribly high turnout, which in a way is a healthy thing. People are largely content. I remember Douglas Hurd, sometime Conservative Foreign Secretary of the United Kingdom, he's the one who first made the observation that a certain level of apathy is a healthy thing. So it shows how salubrious Romanian politics is. Now, this is a very controversial election, because in late last year, there was George Simion, the Trumpist candidate in Romania, who wanted to withdraw all aid from Ukrainians and visit Moscow and so on, that he won the first round, which is a shock result, seemed to have come from nowhere. But there was a huge Russian social media influence campaign, and it was going towards the second round, which he was touted to win. And the Romanian Supreme Court annulled the result of the first election. He wasn't allowed to seek election. He was out. Now, that had major consequences, but that you would want to have very strong probative evidence to remove the front runner of the election. Now, I revile George Simion's politics, but he's got to have the same rights as everybody else. He shouldn't be ruled out without very good reason. I mean, then there was quite good reason, but I'm not sure I have quite enough evidence, because if the Russians faked one ad to help him, seen by one person, okay, that's not major. This is a country about 18 million people and about 14 million voters. How many ads would there be? How many people would have to be viewed before it materially sways the outcome of the election and is sufficient ground to vitiate, you know, his legitimacy as a candidate? So anyway, George Simion, it's Kalinescu was in the first round. George Simion has largely picked up the banner from Kalinescu, and Kalin Georgescu is George Simion now, and standing for AUR. So AUR, that acronym, it means gold in Romanian, but it stands for Alliance for the Union of Romanians. So some seen by Sim as far right. It's also going in the Republic of Moldova, a country which for much of its history was part of Romania, and it's got almost the same flag, got Romanian as its official language. Moldovan citizens can all obtain Romanian citizenship on application. They get it not usually because they want to live in Romania, but because it entitles them to live anywhere in the European Union. Romania joined the European Union on New Year's Day 2007, is also a NATO member. You see NATO flags all over the place because they've been invaded by their neighbours many times, all of them except Serbia, and they've been invaded by Russia in the 20th century, and they don't want that to happen. George Simion lost the election. Nicuș Ordan, he won 53.6% of the vote in the second round. George Simion's support was more widely spread. Yeah, more in the south of the country and the east of the country a bit. Nicuș Ordan, his support was more in Banat and Transylvania, in the very west of the country, the northwest of the country, bordering Hungary and so forth, Bucharest, so major cities. His strongest area is sort of the north center of the country. So it was a fascinating geographic spread. Simion appealed to maybe the sort of the left behind people, older people, maybe lower income, sort of slightly less educated people. Romanian citizens abroad are allowed to vote, surprisingly quite than voted for George Simion, who didn't propose withdrawal from the European Union. That's very popular, has done very well out of it, and so on. So Nicuș Ordan doesn't belong to any political party. He's a mathematician. He's 55 years of age. He studied in France on a scholarship in the 90s. So he's absolutely fluent in French. And it was at Sorbonne, one of the best universities in Paris. and then he was back in Romania, been in politics for a few years as the general mayor of Bucharest. Bucharest is divided up into sectors, like what you call boroughs in London or New York. And each borough's got a mayor, each sector, very boringly named Sector 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The general mayor is the mayor of the whole of Bucharest, all the sectors together. Okay. So, and then George Simeon is quite a young guy. Is he 39? If I got that right. So, anyway, the establishment, they wanted Nicu Dan to win. Dan is his surname, by the way. Okay. Because President Klaus Iohannis, the ethnically German president of Romania. Remember way back in 2010, there was talking about becoming president. That eventually happened years later. He's standing down as president. So there's been an acting president for one time, Ilie Bolojan. But anyway, it's been greeted with general relief, the defeat of Simeon and Georgescu, who was the guy before. So Georgescu, who won that first round in late 2024, he's been arrested, he's been charged with various crimes, as in supporting Nazi groups, incitement to overthrow the constitutional order, and so on. Now, he'd posted some deeply distasteful posts, spreading xenophobic tropes and things like that. Goodness. So the election has gone ahead, and there'll be more stability, more support for Ukraine, and things like that. So many of the mainstream political parties had backed him, backed Nicu Dan, the Save Romania Union, and so forth. So, I remember when I was there, it was the National Liberals, the Democratic Liberals, and so on, who were behind him. So, okay. So, I mean, I think it's kind of is good news that Nicu Dan has won. What was I going to say? So that's it. There won't be a great big change. If some of the best, better known candidates who've been significant for a long time didn't win. You know, Victor Ponta, who'd been prime minister 2012 to 2015, he was defeated. The guy who forged his PhD at some Italian university. So people who've been major cabinet ministers, big in the security services, they'd been knocked out. Goodness. So that's it. Things will carry on as normal as it was. George Simeon said, why are we hosting these Ukrainian refugees? No aid for them, no hostility towards Russia, neutrality on the Ukrainian conflict, visit Moscow, let's have cheap oil and gas. Why are being chumps? See, the Hungarians and Slovakians are benefiting from neutrality on the Ukrainian issue. And we've got some complaints about them. You know, Northern Bukovina, that was part of Romania until 1940, when Stalin stole it, and then it was added to Ukraine. The Soviet Union broke up, and Ukraine kept Northern Bukovina. It used to be part of Romania. Would rather like it back, as well as the desire of George Simeon to eventually unite with Moldova. It used to be a big issue to reabsorb Moldova into Romania, and some Moldovans were up for that. A lot of talk about the 90s. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callahan. 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.